The Bible is certainly not silent when it comes to the issue of how we deal with the material resources that God has given to us. And the attitude that we should have as we approach these kinds of things. And the Gospel of Luke, which we're in right now in our weekday readings, but we're also following along in our Sunday readings, the Gospel of Luke, more than any of the other Gospels, challenges us very strongly when it comes to how we deal with our material resources and the generosity that we should have with those resources and not to fixate on them. Now, again, it is something where I look at what St. Paul has to say today in his letter to Timothy. And very often this is misquoted, what St. Paul has to say here, because many people will misquote him by saying, money is the root of all evil. It's not what St. Paul says. St. Paul said today, the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And so it's that attachment to material resources. It is a complicated question, and one that we would have to go into in a little bit more detail, take a little bit more time than what we have here today in terms of how we can use the material resources that God has given to us. But I think the warning here is not to get attached to material things, not to seek those things out above seeking out our eternal salvation. And in the Gospel reading today, again, these women are mentioned. The Gospel of Luke is the only one that mentions these women who followed along with Jesus. But what does it say here? That they provided for Jesus and the disciples out of their own resources. Out of their own resources. Again, how do we deal with our material wealth? Here, these women use that material wealth to support the life and the ministry of Jesus. And of course, we know that this is a very good and commendable way to use the resources that God has given to us. So I think it's important for us to always consider these things, to be able to see that, as St. Paul says, godliness shouldn't be sought for profit. I have to say that sometimes this does happen, where people will seek godliness for some kind of profit. And I don't want to disparage everyone, because of course not everybody has that same attitude, but you can sometimes look at, for example, some of these TV evangelists and that, who will proclaim the word of God, but they profit greatly from the work that they're doing. And so, it's a very dangerous thing to be able to get involved with. But he says that there is a benefit in godliness, but the reward is not material. The reward is having a relationship with God and ultimately eternal life. So we should always use what God has given to us, not to, in a sense, bring a great deal of comfort in that to us here on earth, but to use it in a way that will help us to get to heaven. So it's very challenging what the scriptures have to say, and particularly the Gospel of Luke. But we should always consider the words of God when it comes to how we deal with the material blessings that God has given to us.